Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sorry that we're starting the 4 o'clock hour so late, but I had to share that story with you. As it was happening, I was saying yesterday to Crowder and the security guy, oh, this is a segment I can't wait.
You know, how about Hawk just grab it and say, hey, Crowder, let me check it out. Let me see if I can figure it out for you.
Nope. By the way, I'm watching this UConn game just because I have it on because I was watching the FAU game. UConn right now, number one seed against 16 Stetson. If you want to live bet it right now at halftime, you can bet UConn minus 43.5 if you're interested in live betting it. They're up 52-19 after the first half. You can take Stetson plus 43.5 or UConn minus 43.5.
I'm taking Stetson.
You can take the 43.5. You saw a lot in the first half that leads you to believe they're going to mount some sort of comeback.
It's no way that UConn just leaves everybody in the game.
Yeah, but I mean, I think UConn's third string players are probably better than Stetson's starters. Just a guess.
No, Solana told me this is your one chance. This is crunch time.
Solamanem. Yeah. let me give you the stock market report because I want to get back on track here. Stock market report. Sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones finished down 305 points today. S&P 500 down 7 points. The NASDAQ up 27 points. It was the best week, though, in the market since December. So good week overall. For your cat talk, hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. You know, the Celsius suite is right next to our suite at the Amerant Bank Arena. And I know a couple guys at Celsius. And so I meandered over into their suite last night and was able to have all the Celsius I desired. As you can imagine, they have plenty on hand.
So when I go, it's called sneaking in. When you call it, it's meandering.
Meandered over and enjoyed some Celsius during the game.
Changed my word.
Rough one for the Panthers last night. Their upcoming schedule. Tomorrow night, they're in New York, take on the Rangers. Then they're in Philadelphia on Sunday. They take on the Flyers. Then they come back home for three games. Tuesday, they host Boston. Thursday, the Islanders. Saturday the 30th, they host the Red Wings. Couple notes. A week from yesterday, this coming Thursday, we're back live at the Amerant Bank Arena. We'll get you ready for that Panthers-Islanders game. And the Panthers-Rangers game tomorrow, the official Panthers watch party is at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. So puck drop is 8 p.m. tomorrow night, and you can watch the game with a whole bunch of Panthers fans at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. All right, let's get a quick look at the headlines here because we're running late. Quick look at the headlines with Alejandro Solana.
I'll stick to headlines, but I do have a ton of follow-up questions from last segment that I thought of during the break.
All right, fair enough. Let's go with those.
Okay, perfect. Crowder, in what situation in your life in the year of 2024 would you be forced to delete your bank app off your phone?
That was the guy who wanted to buy the Crowder powder who had deleted his bank app.
But it made perfect sense to me. He said he got a bunch of fraud updates, so he deleted the app. Made perfect sense.
Make no sense.
He's my friend.
They got along like kindred spirits because you could see as Crowder was having no luck with the POS device, this guy had deleted his bank apps.
Because he got a fraud alert.
Crowder found the only person of a 20,000 person arena who thought that entire situation was just normal. Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to figure it out. You got to press settings.
Right. Yeah.
Because if I'm trying to it could be, I could be on life support and I'm purchasing the last IV. If I got to wait 18 minutes for it, I'm donezo.
Come on. Hey, we gave it a shot.
He heard about Crowder powder. He heard the reviews. He said, I got to get it.
Right. But at some point, you got to cut your losses. Honestly. That guy should have gone to CrowderPowder.com when he got home that night. He could have had dial-up, and it was going to load faster. Then he could have had a 14400 modem, and it would have loaded faster than what he had to go through to try to use a credit card. Go to CrowderPowder.com. You put your credit card in right there. Then you delete your bank apps.
What? You know what? I know you're happily married, Solana, you're newly engaged, but back when you were bachelors, you spent a lot of time talking to girls and it didn't always end up getting a phone number or something happening. You put work in. Got to put work in.
Or a bottle of spice.
Listen, I've seen some of Solana's pictures back in the day. The spice is the finest thing he had since his fiance.
All right, POS. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Tonight, the Miami Heat are in action. They play the New Orleans Pelicans. It'll be an 8 p.m. tip-off. Don't forget, I know we're going to do 15 minutes of heat at some point this hour, but don't forget, Ultra tonight, Miami Music Week, all weekend and week long, and it's pouring rain in South Florida. So if you're
spring break, listen, right. You know, this, if you're going down to the Heat game, pretend you're trying to buy some Crowder powder in person from Crowder. You're just going to know it's going to take a while.
I got it.
If you're in Miami, you should probably just take the Metro Rail. You jump on the Metro Rail and you jump on the little, you get off at Government Center, and you jump on a little Brickell loop, or the, I don't know, one of the loops, and it'll drop you off right in front of the stadium. One of the loops. Take one of the loops.
Take a loop.
It's some interesting people at those Metro Rail stations.
Yeah, especially during Ultra.
Hey, brother. Huh? We're not related.
Tonight, Bam Adebayo will play, by the way. He has been upgraded to available.
All right, good news.
Brandon Ingram, B.I., he's out for the Pelicans.
That was ugly. Right. I watched the video after you said something. Yeah, yeah. I've one of them nasty ones. Yeah.
I still haven't seen it.
Mm. You got a strong stomach?
Yeah, I don't want to watch that. Mm.
He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks, but I can tell you what that evaluation is going to be. Not good.
I love when that a bone pops out the back of somebody's knee. We'll check him out in 10 days.
Couple Marlins news. They're 0-1, according to Hawk. They'll be selling Pepsi at their stadium instead of Coke. But Sixto Sanchez has officially made
the roster. I mean, if you want to make a statement, you don't want to sell Coca-Cola at the baseball game. Make it RC Cola. Make it a tab. But not Pepsi.
Tab.
That's
going to move the needle. Tab. They still make Tab?
I don't know. I was texting with a friend of mine, and he was like, yeah, Crowder's right. Pepsi's better. And he's like, but in my mind, RC Cola is always the best. He's a Midwestern guy like me. RC Cola was big. But I made the Tab joke, and then I started thinking about it. Like, can you still buy Tab?
They discontinued Tab in 2020.
Oh, you're kidding. COVID claimed another.
Kidding. They made it to 2020.
That was the only diet drink when I was a kid. And the only people who drank diet drinks were housewives. This was the 70s. All the moms would have that pink can of Tab. You ever had a Tab, Solana?
I've never had it. I didn't even know that existed until we talked about it with Plagans like a year or two ago. I don't recognize the logo. I don't know anything about Tab. So it was a diet drink?
Cola. Yeah, it was a diet drink.
But it was Coke, right? It was Coca-Cola?
No, it was Tab Cola. Because Coca-Cola didn't make a diet drink.
Yeah, it was cola. It was cola, though.
When did Diet Coke come out?
Because it says here, Diet Coke or Tab was a Diet Cola soft drink produced and distributed by the Coca-Cola Company. Introduced in 1963 and discontinued in 2020.
So when did Diet Coke come out, though?
It was less carbonated, too, if I remember.
1982. So. July 8th, 1982.
Right. So this was the only diet soda for 20 years, Tab.
Crazy.
That was it. Diet Coke didn't come out till the 80s.
Called a monopoly.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Somebody says it was in Back to the Future. It was in Back to the Future.
That's right.
It was.
That's right. Great call. Yep.
Couple of tabs. You can buy a case on eBay right now for $17,000.
Is that true?
No.
You know what I just got a case of? Some Fresca.
Fresca. How about a Fresca?
Fresca's pretty
Jack
good.
Fans out there.
Fresca's delicious, man. It was on
Fresca's
sale at Publix.
Very refreshing.
Yeah.
Bro, some of the you had mentioned yesterday when we were talking about with Plagans about collectibles and how much they go for. Darren Revelle tweeted out like a string of different collectibles that have been sold. The knit hat worn by Kevin McAllister, Macaulay Culkin, in Home Alone sold for 81.
Very recognizable knit cap. Yeah. Very recognizable.
It's got the deers on it. Sold for $81,000 yesterday. And he points out that Macaulay Culkin was only paid $100,000 for starring in Home Alone, but his hat goes for $80,000.
Macaulay looks like Nick Wright in that picture. Macaulay, have you seen Macaulay Culkin lately?
That collectibles business is insane. We were talking about it yesterday, but that collectibles business is insane.
The bullwhip,
but like
used by Harrison Ford.
That 81,000, because it's kind of what Plagueis was saying off air. He was like, "You have to find one rich dude that just loves it."
Yeah, who has some sort of affinity towards that video game or that movie, or like I know Hard Rock Cafe. They used to buy up a whole bunch of rock and roll memorabilia because they wanted to be the Planet Hollywood did the same thing. They would buy up whole bunch of entertainment memorabilia, but I because I'm not necessarily certain it's always single collectors. I think it's like places sometimes
or groups.
Yeah,
it's what happened with that my orange car, that Gator car I had. Got it appraised.
You found the only guy who was interested in your car.
Put it on a collector's website, and I got a 352 area code called me. And it was a guy that lived in Gainesville that loved the Gators. Gave me three times more than what everybody else was offering.
Like George Costanza bought John Voight's car, Seinfeld.
Three times more what everybody else was offering, and you still netted negative $3 million on it.
What is three times more than zero?
You want to know the numbers? I'll tell you. They were offering me like 20, 19, 20. The guy ended up giving me 58, 60, something like that. I end up.
Because that's what that car would have been worth if it was just a used car, 19 or 20 grand.
I end up putting, after all said and done, I put like 130 grand into it or something like that. It was just dumb.
Thrilled you got 60 out of it.
It was just dumb. With alligators.
With that money, you could have hired somebody to run your POS business now with Crowder Powder.
Hey, man, you gave a 21-year-old idiot a $1 million credit line. I want one of those. I want one of those.
The bullwhip used by Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, 1984. That's the one where they pull the heart right out of the guy's chest, right, Crowder? Yeah, we love that scene.
That's a good one.
The bullwhip sold for $525,000.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They're still making Indiana Jones.
I saw it. It was terrible.
It was terrible. That old man running around.
Whole thing stinks. It was like watching FAU in overtime. Stinks.
They couldn't show any faraway pictures because he can't run anymore. He just laid on rocks. Half of that movie is Harrison laying on rocks.
The Marlins, they'll be without Yuri Perez for a couple weeks. He's going to be sidelined.
That stinks.
Yeah. He'll start the season on the IL. They play today against the Cardinals, 6:05. Tomorrow against the Nationals, 6:40. Sunday versus the Mets at 1:10 p.m. And yes, I've seen your tweets. I know Sixto Sanchez made the roster. Kick rocks. The Panthers did lose in Nashville, as Hawk mentioned. They play tomorrow, 8 p.m. at the Rangers. Sunday, 6 p.m. at the Flyers. You can hear tomorrow's game on WQAM. I haven't looked at Sunday's schedule, but because there's a Heat game at the same time, I don't believe it'll be on WQAM. It'll probably be on AM 790. Inter Miami plays tomorrow at the New York Red Bulls, 2 p.m. You can hear that game right here on WQAM. That's your Inter Miami update, fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
All right.
Your weather from the Desmond and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is raining. It's supposed to rain harder later. It's windy, so be safe.
All right. 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Vix Vaparu.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. Podcast. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniel's. Jack could have been like all those other whiskeys. Instead, they charcoal mellow every single drop through 10 feet of hard sugar maple charcoal. They only use the water of Cave Springs Hollow right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where Jack is made. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniel's, please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, for us, alcohol, volume, Jack Daniel's, distillery, looked for Tennessee. Jack Daniel's, owner, 7 Red Trademark, 2020, Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
15 Minutes of Heat is sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. I'm in desperate need of some good handicapping on tonight's Heat game. And I don't know if this is one of those revenge games because, you know, things went south with the last Pelicans game with Zion and Kevin Love. You know what the line is for tonight? You want to guess, Crowder? So Bam is playing.
Yes.
Jimmy's playing, right, Solana?
Yes.
Okay. So no Tyler. No Kevin Love.
And no Duncan.
No Duncan Robinson.
No Josh Caleb. Richardson and no Alondis Williams either.
And Caleb.
But Zion is playing.
Caleb's questionable.
And who's out? Josh Hart?
No, Brandon Ingram. Josh Hart plays for the Knicks Hawk.
So he's not playing tonight.
He's not in this game.
Correct.
What was I saying?
No chance.
Neither is Michael Jordan.
Right. We're in agreement.
Okay.
Oh, in Miami?
Yeah.
Heat favored by two?
You know, Solana?
I don't. I haven't seen the line. I'd say Heat 4.5.
3.5. Heat 3.5 point favorites.
What's Jimmy? Because Jimmy got hot last time. I think Jimmy wants to show something.
And he had some spicy words after the incident in New Orleans where he said, oh,
we'll say, like, we're better than them.
Yeah, we're better than them. We'll beat them next time, too. We're just a better team. And then the other day, after the victory a couple nights ago, he also had some follow-up comments about it as well.
Guess, Crowder? Over under, Jimmy. What do you think it's set at?
Oh, 2022.
Solana?
21.5, the same it always is.
21.5. You are correct.
Over.
Bam tonight is 18.5. Terry Rozier is 17.5. Does Scary Terry follow up that performance with another performance for the ages?
No.
No, you're going under?
I'm going under. Because Jimmy,
I kind of like the Rozier under as well.
Jimmy likes that fighting and likes to like prove like masculine dominance over people. And when
this
that dude,
his kind of game.
So the dude choked him. Like, for you to put your hands around my throat, I gotta show out this next time.
Yeah, but you're showing out against Najee Marshall. I mean, dude won't be in the league 2 years from now.
No. Not even against Najee, just the team that I felt embarrassed against. You know what? That's why I kept saying the dude, because I don't even know the guy's name that choked him. But
I thought it was Josh Hart.
But I think he wants to – and we're back home, so you disrespected me, and then you come to my house? Oh, bro, I gotta embarrass y'all.
Now, I will tell you that I say Terry Rozier under my last however many bets – let's see. I'm one 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's not so bad. I have 3 wins in my last 8 bets. And I'm saying that's not so bad. So that gives you a little barometer as to how bad my previous bets are. Yeah. I had FAU today, -2.5 against Northwestern. And then I live bet FAU when they were down, +3.5. Those were both losers. I had the Panthers last night when they went down 2-0. I bet them at +325. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, they didn't score a goal. So I couldn't win. It's impossible. I couldn't have won that bet. I did win the Kachuk over shots on goal. But most recently, I've had the Bucks to score the first and last point in the Celtics game the other night. That was a loser. I had the Heat to score the first and last point in that Cavs game. That was a loser. But I had Bam over on points, assists, and rebounds in that 76ers game. And I had the Lowry over 7.5 points in that 76ers game.
I got Lowry. We did that together, Lowry, Bam.
Anybody want to bet the first and last point with me?
No. Because I bet Lightning and Panthers to both win last night. Mm-mm. And then Drake, Florida Atlantic, and Creighton. And Florida Atlantic killed me.
Heat to score the first and last point tonight is +175. Pelicans to score the first and last point is +200.
Hmm.
Who gets the opening tip, right? Zion, second night of a back-to-back.
No, it'll probably be Jonas Valanciunas.
All right. Second night of a back-to-back. Still, though, so they can't jump as high.
Right. So who gets the opening tip? Probably, my bet would be on Josh Hart.
Mm, well, that throws a wrench into this.
No, I
think Bam gets the opening tip. Valanciunas has the size. Bam has the hops. Okay. This is how I handicap it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see what you're doing here.
Bam gets the tip, or it's an errant tip by Valanciunas. The Heat get possession. It goes right to Jimmy, right? Or does it go to Rozier because he was hot?
No, it doesn't really matter who it goes to, Hawk, because Bam is getting that ball back on that first possession. Catches it
on the
high
first possession.
First possession, Bam. Every time that he'd have the ball, Bam's either setting a high pick and roll for whoever is the ball, whether it's Jimmy or whether it's Rozier, and then he's going to get the ball back at the elbow, and then the Heat are going to run some sort of action through Bam on the very first possession. That's what happens every single game.
When Bam action through him, is he going up with the ball?
He might. I mean, he might catch and pop and take a jumper. He might face up and go to the rim. Or he's waiting for a screen on the outside for somebody else so that he can make a pass. I mean, that's
– who's on him? Zion?
No, it'll be Valanciunas.
Hmm.
Bam shooting the midi.
I like Bam. I like Bam to score the first basket.
Well, now we're talking.
Bam is shooting a mid-range jumper, or he's doing one of those little floaters he loves.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bam, what'd you say? Bam to score the first point?
Bam to score the first basket.
First player to score. Bam is at +450.
Boom.
How certain do you feel about this?
Like, I've never been more certain about anything
In
my entire life.
As we talk this out, because we've talked things out in the past, fellas.
Uh-huh.
As we talk this out, you know we're going to be mad if Jimmy takes the ball to the hoop and dunks.
Yeah.
Not if we have him at +600, we're not.
No, just we're going to hope nobody touches the ball, but Bam.
Huh, can't you just bet 5 on every single person and you still might end up winning? Like, if you bet $5 on Jimmy at +600, $5 on Bam at +425, $5 on Zion at whatever it is, and you end up betting $20 there, any of those bets win, you're going to make more than what you put down, right?
Right. The problem is if one of those guys doesn't score, like, you're betting – because there is the entire field.
Yeah, it's
who's
that
the starting
Bam,
five for the Heat?
Bam kicks I'll tell it you who's out scary there. Terry.
Bam is on this list. Terry Rozier is on this list. Jimmy Butler's on the list.
Right.
Nikola Jovic is on the list, and Patty Mills is on the list. So is that their starting five?
Well, that's who started for the Heat last game. There's no guarantee Patty Mills is starting again today.
Because he's plus 1,000. But if that's the case,
don't put any money on Patty Mills.
No. But you want to cover the – if you
correct.
Think it's going to be the Heat that score first.
Right.
Then, again, now if New Orleans scores first, you're screwed. But if you bet all five Heaters, yes, you can secure yourself a victory.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, Spo gets all cutesy, trots a different lineup out there.
I don't like it. And I have Stetson plus 45, and I don't like this bet. You talked
down to it's down to 33.5.
You
are you getting 45?
I got 45.
Oh, you're sitting pretty. Because they're only getting 33.5 right now.
Damn, I should have put it in.
Stetson plus 45.
Yeah,
13
you're,
minutes
you're sitting
left.
Pretty. Listen, I've been gambling a long time. That one can't lose.
I bet that. And I don't like this whole first point thing.
Yeah, the first point is ridiculous. But I think I'm going to bet Heat to score the first and last point.
That's crazy.
There is a happy hour boost, by the way. Jimmy Butler to score 25 or more points at plus 175.
Oh.
He had.
So his regular line is what, 21.5, we said?
Yeah, he had 30 the other day. And I believe he had 20 by halftime.
Bet placed.
Which what'd you bet?
Jimmy Butler. Boost? Yeah, the Jimmy boost. Because I already took his over 21, so if I think he's going to go crazy, it's just 3 points off.
I'm so pissed at gambling right now.
Listen, you didn't
Lee
put –
Lee Sterling and Rob Pizzola were both all over FAU.
Yeah.
You didn't put $30 on Wagner to cover 24.5, and they lose by 39.
I'm sure there were a lot of people in your boat, Solana, who were betting Wagner.
I just bet Stetson. What's going on here? You have ruined me.
You like that, though, Crowder? You got an edge there on Stetson? I like it.
It's down to 33, though.
Hmm. Yeah, I got it at 45.
Yeah, no, he got it.
I like 33.
He got a good line.
They're going to fold. You said it. Their third stringers are coming in.
Hold on a second. They've outscored UConn through half of the second half, so 10 minutes of the second half, 18-13 here.
Yeah, but they were down 50 points.
Right, but isn't it obvious that UConn's just playing their scrubs? I mean, you've basically got a guy like me who walked onto UConn out there right now playing for the Huskies.
No. You're the guy who walks onto Stetson. You're not the guy who walks onto UConn.
He would never make the Stetson team, Hawk. He doesn't even get picked first at JCC.
He'll be the water boy.
Yeah, real funny, Jimmy.
Solana, there you go, Jimmy. Solana, you've been picked after a 50-plus-year-old man, haven't you?
No, come on. L.A. and Kendall? L.A. on 88th? Brother, I was pulling up my Curry ring.
Somebody texts in, you know who's more pissed at gambling, Hawk? Shohei. That's fair.
I don't know about that.
That is fair.
That was Ebby. What's his name? Ebby? I watched it. Ebby?
I pay.
Whatever. I watched it this morning. I got my conclusion.
What's your conclusion?
His homeboy was taking it. Like, his homeboy liked to gamble, and Shohei had a lot of money. And he was like, oh, this dude just got $700 million. I'm going to hit this $4 million from him. He'll never know. And then his name
was like when I took the 12 Crowder powders from you and just said, here, you take this.
You know what? Perfect example. Friendships. This is about a friendship. Like, even after it happened, they showed the video this morning of them, like, laughing in the bull.
Yeah.
And in the thing, and he was like, oh, he couldn't take $4 million from him and him still laugh with him. It's like, that's my boy.
Yeah,
that's my.
It's like me taking $50 from you. $4 million from Shohei Ohtani. It's nothing.
And that dude was Shohei's, I guess the world was revolving around this dude translating for him his whole career.
Correct.
That's my homeboy. That's my dude. I was with him all day, every day. That's my man. Yeah, well, we'll work this thing out, bro. We're going to be Shohei sometime soon.
Oh, no doubt.
You got to bail me out, Hawk.
Going to have 40,000 vessels of Crowder powder in my house.
My house.
He's not going to miss another one of these boxes.
My house is running off of Generex. It's getting ugly.
Crowder starting a lighter business very soon.
I was pushing lighters this morning.
Bro, with the amount of lighter fluid you used every time you barbecue, just pop open those big lighters, bottle them up.
You'll get one meal out of it.
Solana, I light my coals hot.
Funny. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
I was with a Uruguayan today.
Oh, how'd that go?
And he like from Uruguay, born and raised, and he has the big brick oven that y'all use and all that stuff. And he was telling me, yeah, I'll tell you during the break how he feels.
Were you with my dad? Because I don't know many other Uruguayans in Kenya.
With the brick oven.
I told him about your dad. I was like, they cuss a lot and smoke a lot of cigarettes. He was like, yeah, exactly.
All right, BNT Impact Windows and Doors. It's one of the best decisions you'll ever make if you call them and get the ball rolling so that they can install PGT custom windows and doors throughout your home for hurricane season. This is a great time to take care of that because right now you get the ball rolling. So when hurricane season rolls around, you get to relax a little bit knowing that you took care of everything at the beginning of the year. And it's why I suggest BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Those PGT custom windows and doors are a game changer. The great thing also, when you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed, not only is your house going to look better than it has in years, your homeowner's insurance premium will probably go down as well. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Let them come out to your house, take some measurements, get you an estimate. And those Impact windows and doors will be installed before you know it. Call BNT 954-233-0126 or online bntwindowsanddoors.com.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Drown me in the rain from the land of milk and honey.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.